Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a chopper sample system in Ableton Live 12 that starts in session view and gets turned into a full arrangement view track, with that raw jungle and old-school Raggedy NB energy. This is an advanced workflow, but the idea is actually simple. You jam first, print the excitement to audio, chop the best bits, then arrange those chops into a proper tune. That approach is very jungle. It's hands-on, it's musical, and it gives you those happy accidents that make old-school drum and bass feel alive. Now, before we touch any clips, set your tempo. For this style, I'd start around 168 BPM. You can live anywhere in that 160 to 175 range, but 168 is a really solid sweet spot for that classic rush. Keep it in 4/4, and if you like working tightly, use a fixed grid with 1/16 and 1/8 handy. For break chopping, 1/32 can be useful too. But remember, jungle has groove because it breathes, so don't make every single thing robotic. Let some hits sit a touch early or late if it feels good. Now let's build the session view template. Create a few tracks that give you a proper playground. You want a break track, a tops or percussion track, a bass track, a reggae vocal chop track, an FX or dub track, and a resample track. That resample track is the heart of the whole system. On the break track, use either a drum rack or audio clips. Add some EQ, some drum bus, and a saturator if needed. You're not trying to make the break pristine. You want attitude, snap, and a little bit of grime. For the bass, keep it simple and heavy. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass usually works best when it supports the drums instead of fighting them. A patch and wavy-table, operator, or analog is perfect. Think sine, triangle, maybe a little saw or square mixed in quietly. A low-pass filter, a bit of saturation, and maybe some glide so the bass can speak with that classic movement. Keep the sub-mono, that's important. Don't smear the low end with unnecessary width. For vocals, keep it ragga and percussive. Use short phrases, shouts, ad-libs, toasting lines, anything with character. You can run them through simpler and slice mode if you want to play them like an instrument, or just keep them as audio clips if you want to manually chop later. A little EQ to clean the low end, a touch of saturation for grit, echo or delay for dub flavor, and maybe a filter for movement. A tiny bit of redux can give that slightly rough, digital edge that works really well here. And then there's the FX or dub track. This is where you put space, throws, weird hits, resonant tails, reverse bits, and anything that can add drama. Hybrid reverb, echo, grain delay, corpus, even subtle frequency shifter textures can all live here. Don't overdo it. You're looking for controlled chaos, not a washout. Now let's talk about the breakbeat source. You want a break with personality. Amen is the obvious one, but think break, hot pants, funky drummer, or any dusty loop with strong transients can work. You can chop it two different ways. One way is audio clip chopping. Drag the break into an audio track, warp it if needed, and set the warp mode for drums so the transients stay sharp. Then duplicate the clip into a few slots, a full loop, a half-length version, a chopped fill version, maybe a reverse or stutter variation. That gives you immediate performance options. The other way is to slice it to a drum rack. Right-click the clip, choose slice to new MIDI track, and slice by transients or by 1/16 if you want a tighter, more pliable grid. This is amazing for jungle, because suddenly you can perform the break like a drummer, reorder hits, build fills, and make classic chopped patterns on the fly. Now build the ragga vocal source in the same spirit. Don't think of it as a full vocal performance. Think of it as rhythm. Little phrases and shouts can hit like percussion. Use short responses, chopped words, and call and response style bits. Ragga in DNB often works best when it's more like another drum instrument than a lead singer sitting on top. Next, the bass. Keep it focused. A good old school bass line is often just a few notes, but the timing and tone do the heavy lifting. If you're using wavy-table, start with a sine or triangle on oscillator 1. Add a bit of saw or square very quietly if you need more edge. Use a low-pass filter, with a bit of envelope movement and some glide between notes for that classic fluid feel. Put a compressor or glue compressor after it if the dynamics need control, but don't squash the life out of it. At this stage, the big move is to jam in session view. Start with the break only. Bring in the bass after 8 or 16 bars. Drop the vocal chops on off beats or in fill moments. Use the FX track to throw delays into transitions. Mute and unmute, trigger scenes, and let the groove evolve. This is where you're collecting energy. Don't worry about arrangement yet. Just create moments worth printing. Now we get to the resample part, and this is the real engine of the method. Add the resample audio track, set its input to resampling, and arm it. Now Ableton can record the entire performance or any submix that's happening in the room. The key here is to record with intent. Don't just let it roll on a static loop. Arm the resample track when something interesting is happening. Capture a bass answer, a drum fill, a delay explosion, or a vocal shout landing perfectly on the beat. Think in capture windows, not full songs. A great resample might be 4 bars of a main groove, 8 bars with a transition, a single bar of a big fill, or a breakdown moment, where it's just vocals and effects. The whole point is to turn live performance into audio that can be chopped and reimagined. Once you've recorded that resample, listen back and hunt for the good stuff. You're looking for snare flams, vocal stabs, breakbeat fills, delay tails, bass hits with movement, and even the accidental glitches that sound musical. Those are usually gold. Now chop it. You can split the clip manually, duplicate the best phrase, reverse selected pieces, or consolidate and rechop. The goal is micro-editing, little vocal repeats, 1/16 drum stutters, reverse pickups, 1-bar fill reverses or tiny risers made from chopped effects. Use warp markers if timing needs tightening and use fade handles to keep cuts clean. If you want to reperform the chopped material, slice it again into a drum rack or load it into simpler slice mode. This is where the system gets really fun. You can turn the resampled audio into a new playable instrument in session view. Slice the best chops to MIDI, map them to a drum rack, and now you've got a jungle edit bank. Trigger fills on demand, create call and response phrases, do breakdowns and rebuilds live, and basically play your own song like an instrument. That's a huge part of the old school vibe. It feels performed, not just programmed. Now, once the session view jam feels strong, switch to arrangement view and hit record. Perform your clip launches live and let Ableton capture the structure. This is how you turn loose energy into a real track backbone. Think of the arrangement in phrases. A classic roadmap might be a 16-bar intro with filtered break and atmosphere, then an 8-bar build with bass hints and delay throws, then a 16 or 32-bar drop with full break, bass, and vocal chops. After that, pull back into an 8-bar breakdown with a halftime feel or a stripped section, then hit a second drop that changes the drum pattern or brings in a more aggressive variation. Finish with an 8 to 16-bar outro that strips away the bass and leaves echoes and atmosphere behind. And once you're in arrangement view, start editing with intention. Duplicate clips, but change the last bar so each phrase feels like it evolves. Automate filters, sends, and gain. Cut drums for tension right before a drop. Add rewind moments with reversed audio or delay throws. You can even fake a drop by stripping everything down for 1 bar so the next hit feels bigger. Automation is a massive part of making this style breathe. Automate filter cutoff on breaks and vocals. Push delay feedback on the last vocal phrase of an 8-bar section. Mute the bass for a beat before the drop. Tweep a chopped FX phrase. Open the filter on the drum bus before a big section and then slam back into the impact. Little automation moves can make the whole tune feel like it's talking. Here's a really useful advanced idea. Keep one resample lane clean and keep one lane wild. The clean lane can capture the solid drum and bass body. The wild lane can catch the effects-heavy version with feedback, delays, reverses, and filter movement. Often the weird lane becomes your best transition material or breakdown tool. If you want even more depth, use a dual resample method and layer the two captures together in arrangement view. Clean impact from one, atmosphere and chaos from the other. That contrast is powerful. Another pro move is to print the chop, then chop the chop again. Render the sliced pattern, then slice it a second time. That gives you tighter micro edits and more of those accidental syncopations that sound super authentic in jungle. It works especially well on vocal stabs, snare pickups, tiny fills, and rewind style moments. When you're building the arrangement, think in energy tiers instead of just sections. Start with tease, move into groove, then lift, then impact, then release. That mindset helps you avoid flat 16-bar blocks that feel too repetitive. And don't forget negative space. In this style, removing the bass for one beat or stripping the hats for a bar can make the next impact hit way harder. Silence is part of the rhythm. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't over-edit the chops. If every bar is packed with tiny cuts, the groove can disappear. Leave the break breathing room. Second, don't widen the bass too much. Keep the low end solid and centered. Third, don't resample boring loops. Perform with intent so the capture has character. Fourth, don't drown the drums in reverb. Jungle needs impact. And finally, don't forget phrase structure. Even the wildest Raga DNB still needs a roadmap in 8s, 16s, and 32s. For darker and heavier results, use resampling as sound design. Print your own chaos. Run the bass through saturation. Throw the vocal into delay feedback. Process a break with bit reduction or filter sweeps. Then chop the result into fresh material. A lot of the best jungle textures come from printing something messy and then turning that mess into rhythm. You can also build your bass in two layers, a clean sub and a distorted or filtered mid layer. Keep the sub stable and let the character layer move. That gives you power without losing control. And for the atmosphere, a low-level texture bed like vinyl noise, tape hiss, or room tone can make the track feel more alive without drawing attention to itself.